Hi, and welcome to Channeling Divine. We have got Andy Sanders with us tonight. She's a Reiki master that works with me at Soul Sync Bodywork. Can you say hello, Andy?
Hello.
How are you tonight?
It's so good to be here. Thank you for asking me to guest appear.
Sure. I think it's great to have somebody else on the show. That's perfect. So I'm going to try to sign in here to the login. I mean, to the... Geez, I don't know what I'm saying. To the chat room. you can tell that it's live when we make mistakes like this one, right? So we have a phone number you can call in and talk to either one of us. We are at 406-545-4496, option one. And the chat room is at mtradio.net/chat. And you can chat with either of us. Either Andy or me. So, I signed in as Marcia Q. It's different every time because I can't seem to type on this keyboard. So, that's interesting.
Hang in there, folks.
So, Andy, can you tell me a little bit about Reiki and how it works?
I can. Reiki has been around for hundreds of years, but more newly to the Western portion of this world. It's a modality of moving energy in the body to clear blocked channels and to get chakras moving to relieve physical pain, emotional pain, all kinds of different reliefs in your body, depending on what you need. It just seems to happen. I'll give you a brief synopsis on what Reiki is.
That would be awesome.
It was all brand new to me until 5 years ago when I was blessed to join a friend to go on a little trip, but she told me she had a Reiki circle to attend to. Would I like to go? Well, I didn't know what it was, but always up for something new. I went, and they asked if they could move some energy on me. And at the time, I was going through a rather difficult portion in my life, and I left there feeling so relieved, happy, joyful. My body was actually cleansing physically, and right at that moment, I knew it was something that I wanted to do. I instantly found a master to study under, and as I felt it was appropriate, I took steps to become a master teacher myself, and it's my passion and probably one of the biggest things that I believe in and love to do in my life. Rei means the wisdom of spirit or higher power, and Ki means life force energy. So it simply describes Reiki as a spiritual guided life force. An attuned Reiki therapist can act as a channel for universal energy. Anybody can do Reiki. Anybody can move energy. If you believe it, you will be better at it, of course. But we are constantly moving energy from our body into other things. Everything is made out of energy. But when we're attuned, we are more of an open channel. So we're able to bring it in from the universe and outsource it from one person to another. So it's a hands-on healing technique, not like in massage. And I intuitively follow where I feel I need to go on a person. A session lasts about an hour. And I believe that every Reiki instructor does it a little bit differently, or a therapist does it a little bit differently, and I do on each person. And depending on how open the person is depending on how well I can move their energy, and also intuitive things that I pick up about things in their life that they could probably change or do differently to make things go a little more smoother in this world, and who doesn't need that? One of the greatest benefits from it is just being able to relax. When we're not relaxed, our body is stressed and we're unable to heal. And, you know, with the way the world is today and how we live our lives, we're under more stress than I think we actually realize on a daily basis. And when you learn how to relax and what it feels like to be relaxed, let's say, you know what you're missing and you know what you need to do to get to that point. Even if it's for 30 seconds, 3 minutes, 30 minutes is great, an hour even better. But it's something I believe we need to do daily to center ourselves so we can fight off even bugs in the air, but stress that we're getting off of other people and just worries we have in our own head. But it strengthens our immune system to be stress-free. What the most important thing for me in Reiki is the spiritual aspect of it, and the joyfulness and serenity that comes from Reiki. I benefit from it when I am practicing Reiki on somebody else. So it's a twofer. I mean, how can you beat that? That brings an inner peace and a balance to me, and I would say most of the time to the person that I'm healing.
Most of the time? I beg to differ with you there. I've had treatments from you, and I know everybody comes out. I've seen other people come out of the room, and they look fantastic.
Oh, I was trying everybody to be a little looks, humble.
Everybody looks like they're a great big puddle. So, yeah, she's phenomenal. And Andy's a little bit different from other Reiki masters in that she also gives you some intuitive reading while she's doing the work. So it's pretty amazing when she's working on you. And she always goes with her intuition, which I think is just wonderful and perfect. I've known a lot of Reiki masters that don't necessarily go with that. They will go with whatever they've been taught, possibly because they spent $10,000 on it, but you never know. So
I freeform it.
Yes. Yes. I think that's how Usui, that's his name, the guy that came up with Reiki in the first place. I think that's how he meant to do that. So I think that's fantastic.
Everybody's different and everybody needs something different. It's not cookie cutter. That's
right,
for sure.
Right. And you know what? I put Andy on the spot right away. I told her I was going to sing first, and I didn't. So
thanks, Marsha.
I know, right? I'm such a good friend. So, so if everybody would like to relax for a moment, maybe we can start this again.
Yes.
Not really again, but let's do some
voice.
Singing, too. So well, let's see. I'm getting a feel for what everybody needs tonight. Shoo-shoo-shoo-la-run. Shoo-ga-sa-ki-ro-ga-shoo-go-kyon. Shoo-ga-u-dar-sa-ga-so-le-lyon. I wish I was on yonder hill. 'Tis there I'd sit and cry my fill, till every tear would turn a mill. Iskoche to move one in slon. Shul, shul, shul arun. Shuga saki roga shul go kyon. Shuga udara saga sole lyon. Iskoche to move one in slon. I'll die my petticoats, I'll dye them red. And round the world I'll beg my bread. until my parents would wish me dead. Escoche to move one in slon. Shoo-shoo-shoo-la-run. Shoo-go-sa-gi-ro-ga-shoo-go-kyon. Shoo-go-dor-sa-ga-so-le-lyon. Is-go-che-tum-o-v-wa-ni-in-slan. But now my love has gone to France to try his fortune in advance. If he e'er comes back, 'tis but a chance. Is coche to move one in slon. Shul, 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 arun. Shul, go, sagi, roga, shul, go, kyon. Shul, go, dor, thaga, sol, ilion. Iskoche to move one in slon. I wish in vain. I wish I had my heart again, and vainly think I'd not complain. Escoche to move one in slon. Shul, shul, shularun. Shul go sagi rog shul go kyon. Shul go dor thag sol ilion. Iskoche to move one in slon. All right.
Ah, very
cool.
It was beautiful. Love when she sings.
Thanks, Andy. I love it when she does energy work. So can you tell us a little bit more about how the energy actually does its work, especially the distance treatments? Because I know you probably want to get on doing distance treatments too, as well as me. So I'd like people to understand that a little more.
It's a little bit of a difficult concept to put into words.
It is.
Sending energy through time and space. For me to break it down scientifically, I can already feel the words fumbling in my mouth.
That would be a Bruce Lipton question, right? Or Greg Braden.
Yes. But I will offer an experience. When I took one of the classes that actually teaches you how to send energy through time and space, she asked us if we had a picture of somebody in our wallet to kind of put an image out there on who we wanted to work on. Well, I'd had my daughter, who at the time was in high school, just had her picture in there. And so I took it out, and there's a lot of imagery involved. Imagined her in the position that she would be in if she was there in person, and held my hands in positions like she was actually there. And it was probably about only 15 minutes of some energy work that I did on her. She did not know that day that I was taking that class. She was in school. We got home that night, and asked her, so what were you doing between 1 and 2 in the afternoon? And she explained what class it was. And I said, how did it go? Or how'd you feel? She stopped for a minute and she said, you know, I started feeling really dizzy. And this, when I first started working on her, this was, and it can be for some clients, when their body needs a lot of clearing, they'll experience some dizziness, lightheadedness. And she's like, I felt really lightheaded and I didn't know why. And I got up and had to go to the bathroom. It was really crazy. And it just kind of passed. And she went on. And she said, well, why? And I told her, and I kind of got a look of don't ever do that again. So, you know, it was just a blind faith, I guess, that I knew it was working. Mentally asking for her permission to work on her, she accepted. Her spirit accepted to be worked on. And you know, Marsha, that's about all I can do to explain that. I just know that it works.
You know, I totally have that problem too, and that's why I asked you. I thought maybe you'd have a better answer than I did.
I should have studied that a little bit more.
Oh, that's okay. Well, I should have warned you. But I didn't even think about it until just now, but it is very interesting how it all works. And I just, you know, when I was singing, and I'm sure Andy was doing the same thing because we're always thinking about everybody else. Mm-hmm. So she was probably sending energy to everyone listening as well as me. So I was thinking about the people that I know are out there listening. One of them is in Bozeman, and he has had some questions for me about how my healing works. And I did do a healing over the phone for him the other day, just kind of a really short energy balancing. But he did feel that. And then he asked if the effects were going to keep going. And I said, yeah, that was my intention. And I think he asked me that today, and I did that. I don't remember how this all works as far as the timeline goes. I don't remember if it was last night or the night before. I think it was the night before. But he asked me if it was going to continue. And I said, yeah, I actually had the intention to continue for a few days, which is something that I know Andy does, because I've felt it before, that she's continuing to work on me and her energy is continuing to be around me for the next few days. So I just love that.
Yes.
It feels wonderful. So, and I hope my friend in Bozeman is doing a lot better. So
I'm sure he is.
I know he's a poker player, so hopefully he's having some luck now. So, but so if there's anybody out there that has a question for either me or Andy, the phone number is 406-545-4496. It doesn't have to be a question either. It can be something that you want worked on, because we're both pretty good at that.
Especially working together.
Yes.
While Marsha was singing, I was... one thing that Marsha and I both do on top of our energy work, and I think it's just with us 24/7, is intuitively pick up on a feeling of, especially if we tune into it. And I was trying to tune into what the listening audience was, the majority of them, or thinking of, whether consciously or right. It's been back there. And what came to me first is, of course, this time of year, and there's a lot of vacation planning going on, and people are wondering, where should we go? What should we do? And if they have something already planned, concerns about money, and people thinking vacation needs to be something extravagant. And I wanted to say, even the simple things, simple as even pitching a tent in your backyard and yeah. Pretending you're somewhere else is a great thing to do for yourself, for your spouse, partner, your children, whoever's involved. Anything like that can be a vacation. So not to stress yourself out about thinking big, like Disneyland or the Virgin Islands or anything, and having to spend thousands and thousands of dollars that you'll have to catch up on for the next year just to rack it up again. So then I can feel that Marsha's channels are way open So we're ready to answer any questions on the healing techniques or just any questions in general that you might have personally or about somebody else.
I'm trying to type on this computer again, and maybe I should just bring my own.
Your keyboard at work is hard for me.
A little piece of something and didn't finish it. So this is Andy Sanders, for those of you who just joined us. And she's a Reiki master who works with me at SoulSync Bodywork. And a very good friend of mine. We've been sisters in a past life, too. At least one of them. So probably several, actually.
Related one way or another. Yeah. Several, I'm sure of it.
Yeah, yeah.
It was an instant knowing when I contacted her to work out of her office. The way it happened was magical, but when I met her, it was an instant, yes, this is supposed to be. And she handed me keys that day and hasn't been able to get rid of me since.
Yeah, I totally agree with her. It was absolutely meant to be. When she walked into the office and said, I want to work with you, I'm like, yeah, of course. No interview, nothing.
No, which brings me to, you know, another part of the healing. I think there's many healers in our community and throughout the world. I think we're brought people to us that we will heal well and that will help us heal ourselves.
Absolutely.
I think that that's one of the other, I don't know if I'd call it a mystery, but one of those things that energetically just happens naturally if you just let it as well.
Right. That we attract everybody that we need to attract. That's why we can work together with so many people in our office. We have, I think, 8 people in our office. We have 3-4 Reiki masters, 4 massage therapists. A whole bunch of us are intuitive. I would say everybody there is intuitive.
We do readings and reflexology, hypnosis. It ranges.
All kinds of tarot and oracle readings, too. Most of us don't need the tarot cards in front of us. But it's kind of fun for the people that want the tarot cards. So,
and they're pretty.
That's kind of yeah, they are pretty. Yeah. And we got tons of them. Mm-hmm. Any deck you'd ever want, I think. So we have a phone number you can call in at 406-545-4496, option 1. And you can ask us about pretty much anything you want to, other than our love lives, because we're not going to tell you.
Secrets.
Like there is one. No. So anyway, let's see. What else can... Well, it started and then it left. the different ways we do... You know, I don't know if any of you know, but I am a Reiki master also. I wanted to ask Andy about her Reiki because her experience is quite a bit different than mine. We have totally different masters that we went through. And I absolutely adore my Reiki master. Maybe I shouldn't say her name on the air. So I don't know if she liked that or not. I don't know if she listens. But anyway, she was an incredible person. In fact, I had 2 different Reiki masters. I had one that I started out with here in Billings. And her name is Vika Lanier. And she does a lot of Reiki around town and teaches a lot of different people, does lots of courses on it. And Andy and I are going to start up doing courses here soon, too. So you'll be able to learn Reiki from us if you'd like to. The way I was introduced to Reiki is that during massage therapy school, we did have small reports on different things, different modalities. And one of them is Reiki. But I didn't learn a whole lot through that. My real experience taught me a lot more about what Reiki was. But when I got out of school, I was contacted by a gal who had recently gotten her Reiki master degree and wanted to know if she wanted to trade or if I wanted to trade with her for massage. And I said, well, yeah, absolutely. I want to know more about it. So she said, great, come over. So I went over there and she did a treatment on me, and I felt relaxed. I didn't really know what I was supposed to feel because I didn't know how the energy felt moving, which I now know how to help people feel that a little bit more. So if you come into our office, I can help you feel that. But right now, the only way I can really explain it is if you get goosebumps from something that really, really feels right to you, that's energy moving in your body. So, anyway, she gave me this treatment and told me afterwards that I had an attachment. And I said, a what?
Huh?
Yeah. And she said, well, you have a spirit attached to you. And I said, like a ghost? Understand that at this point, nobody had ever told me that I was intuitive. I was living a life in total denial. I was a very Christian person, though I didn't go to church a whole lot anymore. I still considered myself very strong Christian, and I believed everything, well, nearly everything that the Bible said, although I did have my doubts, and I just didn't believe that a ghost could be attached to me. But when she told me this, it rang true, and I thought, I know exactly who that is. And it was a person who had abused me when I was younger. So I said, well, what do we do about this? And she looks at me and she says, I really don't know. So she contacted her Reiki master, and through calling in Archangel Gabriel, she was able to help me clear that. So that was my first experience. My second one was everything was going just great. And she said, do you see us playing in the field? Our inner child's playing in a field. And I said, yeah. And then this thing came in front of my face. Now, I want you to know that nobody I have ever talked to has had weird experiences like this. So my experiences are really unique. And we're going to have to take a break right now. So we'll talk about this as soon as we come back. But thanks for listening. And we will be right back with Channeling Divine.
Hey, psychic and medium Danielle Agnew here. It's that time of year. We're ramping into the holidays, and with that comes the holiday stress. Sleepless nights because your brain won't shut down. My meditation CD, Creation Whispers, is a massage for the mind. I've composed a musical canvas that specifically inspires theta waves in the brain, which triggers the deep relaxation that's necessary to fall asleep. Download my album, Creation Whispers, from iTunes today and get the rest your body is craving. Also available on CD at Barjans in downtown Billings.
There is a darkness.
This place hadn't been touched for years,
and it made me feel terrified.
I don't like that place.
Bring it on.
Evil is the opposite of light and of God. And I think that can take on a lot of different forms.
Whatever you are, I know what you are.
The place was boarded up.
Fear grabs us all.
Montgomery House, The Perfect Haunting, a Danielle Agnew film. Available on DVD at montgomeryhousehaunting.com.
At Soul Sync Body Work in downtown Billings, we're here to unlock your deepest relaxation potential with a combination treatment. Two practitioners at once for the price of one. Licensed massage therapist and Celtic tonal healer Marsha Reichert bathes you in the energy of hot stone massage and vocal tones, while holistic reflexologist Craig Harris relieves the tension in your day with a relaxing foot rub. Call Soul Sync Body Work for your appointment today at 281-0135 or visit soulsyncbodywork.com.
Hey guys, Danielle Agnew here, inviting you to uncover secrets of the spiritual world in exquisite and disturbing detail through my eyes with my book, True Tales of the Truly Weird, Real Paranormal Accounts from a Real Psychic. From ghosts, demons, extraterrestrials, kachinas, elementals, to people who even cannibalize another person's liver, True Tales of the Truly Weird is an expose on what's really lurking beyond. Are you ready for the truth? Grab your hard copy or Kindle version today at Amazon.com. Also available for Nook and iBook.
Hey there, it's Rebecca from Fit Body Bootcamp Billings.
We've got a new way of working out that can burn more fat and make your body more athletic in less time. I'm talking about the Fit Body Bootcamp fat-burning workouts that will do the job of a one-hour traditional workout in only 30 minutes. Our secret sauce is how we create the afterburn effect with combined resistance training and cardio to make sure you burn more fat after each session. Try our 21-day Fat Loss Inferno program to see for yourself. You'll get our exclusive program with our Fit Body Jumpstart Nutrition Plan. Call 850-8459 to reserve your spot. New members only, please.
Fit Body Bootcamp. Billings. Mind. Body. Life. Actual clients. Tell their stories.
My biggest success, going from a size 34 to a size 30 for my pants and losing 25 pounds.
I went from 25% body fat down to 15% body fat.
I have lost 45 pounds.
Fit Body Bootcamp Billings. 601 24th Street West in Westgate Village. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, and welcome back to Channeling Divine. We've got Andy Sanders with us today. She's a Reiki master who works at Soul Sync Bodywork with me. And I was just talking about my Reiki experiences and telling people that mine are weird. So don't necessarily, I mean, this is not what's going to happen to you. So, but the second experience that I had was that my shadow self stepped in front of me, between me and my younger child, my inner child. Oh, cool. Somebody's calling in. Hello and welcome to Channeling Divine. Who are we talking to?
You're talking with Andy's mother in California.
Oh, and Mom. Wonderful.
She told me about the show and to listen in. I've been listening in, and I'm really proud of Andy and what she's been doing with her life and sharing all this kind of stuff with me. I just love it and read about it, and I wish I was up there so I could come join a lot of the things that you do there.
Yeah.
But I live in a very small town, and we just don't have much of that going around here.
Oh,
but
that's a
anyways,
bummer.
It is a bummer. Anyway, she wanted me to call in and share experiences, and I didn't know exactly which one she was talking about, but I know my dad passed away nearly 4 years ago, and Andy and I feel him a lot. And I was wondering, Marcia, if you... If this is long distance now, here's your chance. if you pick up any of that around Andy or...
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. We might have talked about that before. I don't remember.
About the dimes that he's
been Oh, yes.
Dimes.
Yeah. Yeah. Andy and I see each other quite a bit. We used to live real close to each other, so we'd go for walks and stuff. So, yeah. And she's pretty precious to me. So someday I looked forward to meeting you, too.
Well, I would like to get up there again and join in some of these sessions that you have there.
Well, absolutely.
At Soul Sync.
Well, tell them, Mom, about a couple of the Reiki treatments that I've done on you when I visited.
Oh, yeah. One was where she was visiting down south when we were all down there on vacation for Andy's son graduated being a deputy sheriff. And just traveling a lot and all, it's very stressful and very tiring. And she was staying with my husband and I in the motel this evening, and I was really tired. And she didn't really have the room, the table, or anything, but she got up on the bed and started doing Reiki on me. And I just felt so good and just spacey even, and so relaxed, and just I slept like a baby that night.
Oh, good.
It was really great.
Now let's tell the truth. You snored like a truck driver.
Uh-huh. Yep. I snore like a truck driver. My husband can tell you that too.
He said no more Reiki when I'm around.
Yeah.
She snores too much.
Oh no.
I never used to, but I guess I was really relaxed.
Oh my
that
goodness.
Night. But yeah, I'm always interested. I've been interested in going back to a psychic again because I just would love to have my dad come through.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But I know I've picked up on things. Andy is one of his favorites. Mm. I think, or I should say, is his favorite. And I pick up on a lot of things.
Well, probably because he can, well, one of the reasons would be because he can get in touch with her.
Yes, because I'm open to listening.
Right. And I think that's true with myself because I've learned to be open to signs and things. And
yeah, that's wonderful.
It's really a great way to think. You know, it's like you were talking about being Christian and it's so dogmatic. Is that the word?
Yes. And I don't mean to put down Christians. I just was very strict.
Thinking outside the box. It's thinking outside. It's thinking of things that you're being more aware of things that are there that aren't just spoken out so much when in a Christian in the Bible or at church.
Right.
It's so much broader than that, so much bigger than that, and people don't, unless they start investigating it and reading about it and feeling it and knowing that it's really a very, it makes sense. The whole thing makes sense to me.
Good.
That there's energy everywhere all around us, and we're energy. You know, if you can talk through a cell phone, if I can talk to you in Montana from California, that's energy.
That's right. You know? Exactly.
It only makes sense, you know.
So brain to brain,
we have energy, and so we can transmit that energy.
Right, right. And, so why can't we send love instead of just radio waves? Exactly.
And we do. I mean,
people notice,
you walk into a room full of people, you might start to feel differently. Your mood might change. Physically, you might feel better, you might feel worse, and those things are based on what other people in the room are putting out. If you are empathic, which is somebody that is very open to absorbing other people's energy, their moods, emotionally, physically, how they feel, you'll start to question whether or not you're going a little batty. Because I myself am very empathic, and my mother is as well, and so is my daughter. So when we're all together in the same room, we kind of look at each other like, we need to separate, you know? If we felt good, then all of a sudden we don't. Either that, or when we come together, like when Marcia and I come together, it seems as though the light is brighter, and the laughter starts to pour out, and I just instantly feel better. But that's something that if you're not aware of, you don't realize what's happening.
Right.
But people are constantly sending energy and messages to each other that way without knowing it.
And hopefully those messages are good. They don't have to be, though.
No.
People can send anger just as easily as they send love. In fact, maybe easier, which is unfortunate.
But you
sure can pick up on all that. Yeah.
I am just thankful that I have Andy to share this energy with, that she's aware of it as much as I am. And so it always makes me feel so good to talk to her.
That is awesome.
And I wish she were closer, but...
But we are close in spirit all the time.
We are. We really are. We're soul sisters. I think we've been together many times.
It seems like it, yes. Yes.
Thanks, Mom, for calling in. We appreciate it.
Oh, and you're so welcome.
I hope we'll send out a message to other people to call in. It's really not that scary.
No, it's not. I've never called into a talk show before, so this is my first.
Well, that's awesome. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And you girls have a good rest of the show.
Well, thanks, Mom. Love you.
And people, call in. Call in. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, that was fun.
Oh, we can always count on moms. But I know that there's at least a couple other people out there that I've done treatments on that are listening. If you want to call in and just share your experience on what you have felt, I can't say that I have gotten exactly the same two reports from people after. I usually will spend time after a session and ask them if they want to know intuitively things I picked up on, which can be anything from other people that came to send them a message, to some of their past life history, or just feelings of what they can do to enhance their life physically or emotionally. I've always gotten different answers from people, a lot of the same. One thing that I've always been successful at that Reiki can do in an instant is get rid of a headache.
Yeah,
Marcia, and I'm sure you've got. And I'm so glad that I can do that for people. You see people that struggle with headaches all the time. 30 seconds right. of that energy coming through our hands can just take that tension and move that energy through.
Right.
And the
right.
headache's gone.
Mm-hmm. I know I have stopped waitresses in the middle of a restaurant before and said, "You have a headache." And just worked on them for just a couple minutes and the headache's gone. So, yeah, that's awesome. I love doing that.
I know.
And then great. They're just floored. Floored that you know they have a headache, for one. And then floored that you could take it away in an instant. So
it's like that really one cool. show on TV that I won't say, but about the medium that surprises people in places by saying that somebody's coming in to talk to them. It's,
right.
it's like that kind of experience yeah. where you, yeah. and you can see it on people. Sometimes certain parts of their body mm-hmm. change colors. Their aura can be a little bit different, and you know they're in pain in a certain mm-hmm. part of their body. Mm-hmm. And you want to just go up and put your hands on them, but
right. Ooh,
another caller.
All right, we have another caller. Hi, and welcome to Channeling Divine. Who are we talking to?
This is Kenny.
Hi, Kenny. How are you?
Hi, Kenny.
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Good, good. Good to hear from you. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah.
I just wanted to share a couple thoughts. There's some experiences that I've had with Reiki, if that's possible.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, my first experience with Reiki, I was at a chronic pain center in Las Vegas, which was mainly a lot of holistic practices. In my background, I thought from the get-go that it was kind of a bunch of hocus-pocus, and so my first Reiki treatment didn't go very well at all. In fact, it got back to the Reiki master that I had a few choice words about it. And so my next session, the lady said, "I heard you weren't impressed with my with my Reiki." And I'm like, "I just have no idea what's going on or what you're even doing. You put a beanbag over my eyes and, you know, drove me crazy." So she's like, "Well, let me see if I can prove some things to you." And so I had the beanbag over my eyes and she said, "All right, what are the three things that you really need help with?" And I said, "Sleep, pain, you know, and anxiety." Mm-hmm. And so I hadn't slept for about 7 days, at least. Uh-huh. And she first started, she's like, "Tell me when you can feel this." And so she began, I'm like, "Well, I can feel it in my feet." And my feet started going numb up to my knees. And so she's like, "Okay, let me move to another spot." And so all of a sudden I started feeling my chin going numb all the way up to my forehead. And she's like, "And then here, let me put you to sleep." And so boom, she knocked me out and I slept the whole session. And I woke up thinking, you know, I feel so balanced. My body feels so balanced right now. And, it made me a firm believer right away.
Ooh, witchy woman.
I know. I try.
That's awesome. That is phenomenal.
And I can't even explain it. But
yeah, yeah.
I've actually had Andy one time where we were in the emergency room with a friend, and we'd sat in there for quite a few hours, and I started getting a migraine. And when I get migraines, the only way for them to go away is either some strong medicine or I eventually have to throw up.
Mm.
And she stood behind me, and 2 or 3 minutes later, my migraine was gone. You know, and she offered to do the healing practice part on it. And, I mean, I can't swear more than I am right now on how helpful this practice has become.
That is
I can't
awesome.
Explain it very well.
Right.
But you know, I'm a firm believer in the Reiki process now. And so, and I've had it happen to other family members too, where pain has been taken away, migraines taken away. And so I just wanted to give my 2 cents. So.
Awesome.
Well, your 2 cents is worth at least a dollar.
You owe me a dollar. So. I'll take that in large coins.
Yes, Kenny is very open to receiving the energy, which makes it very easy to do and quicker for somebody to experience relief mm-hmm. when they're open to it.
That is helpful, yeah.
It's easy to feel when somebody, they want the results, but they're not really sure how it works. Just like me in TV, I still don't get that, how that works. But, you know... And so they're kind of half open, half closed, and I can feel it. Then after, they're kind of like, wow, mm-hmm. I want to do that again. And their body goes from at the beginning of the treatment to very tense and tight to at the end, you know, they're sleeping. I will say probably 85% of the time, if not 90, my clients will fall asleep within the first 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Which is great. When their bodies relax like that, the work can, I think, can be more successful.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Yeah, yeah, I think it's absolutely amazing what she can do as a Reiki master. So.
I do, too. I absolutely agree with you. And that's why she works with me.
Yay!
All right, ladies, I'll let you go.
All right, thank Kenny, you for thank calling you. In, Kenny.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Wow, that was cool. Yeah. She must have been a pretty powerful woman, the lady that he got his first treatments from. Which, and you know, any of us can actually do that. Whether or not we intend to do that, that's totally different. So, but yeah, all of that is totally possible and absolutely amazing. So... I don't know if there's anybody else out there that wants to call in, but the number is 406-545-4496, option one. And we're at mtradio.net/chat for the chat room if you'd like to join us there. So I see we had somebody join or somebody else join. So, but anyway, let's see.
Are there any questions?
Other questions? I don't see any questions in the chat room. If you have questions in the chat room, you can ask us, too. I know there's one lady who has at least taken a Reiki class before in the chat room, so that's really cool. I don't know how she got interested in it, but
you know,
I think it's way cool.
I'll explain very quickly. If somebody looks up Reiki, and let me spell it for you because it's spelled a little different than maybe how it sounds, or you want to pronounce it differently when you look at it, but it's spelled R-E-I-K-I. So if you want to look that up on the internet to read some more about it, if you experience a session and you feel as though it's something that you want to do, Reiki masters and teachers can do their classes a little bit differently. I've heard of kind of like a speed go from, you know, level one to teacher master in a weekend. I allowed myself to, when I felt like it was the right time, to go to the next level. And mine consisted of 3 different classes. The last level 3 to teacher and master we did do in one whole day because it's really a combination, and the last portion of it is more attunements from your master than anything. So she felt though I was ready to move on to that the same day, so we did. I think more traditionally it's broken up into 4 different classes that can last a day or 2. It just depends on the teacher and the size of the class. But you learn something different every time. Different attunements are done that allows you to channel energy differently or send it differently. And it's definitely done in a way that is comfortable, that makes you feel comfortable. You're you get to experience feeling the energy and giving it, being in a circle with other people that are doing it. So there's like a few people working on one person. It's wonderful to be the recipient when there's four people mm-hmm. working on you. And actually, Vika, who you were talking about earlier, she was doing the circle that I first attended and first experienced Reiki with.
Uh-huh.
And so I had several people working on me. They said, we feel as though you would be a good energy mover. Why don't you try it? And of course, I hadn't had any training. I didn't know anything about it, but I got at the foot of one of the people that were there, and there was somebody at the head and somebody on the side. And I honestly, I'm not even dramatizing this, felt almost pushed back, like I was going to fall backwards. The person at the head was very strong with moving the energy through. I could feel it through my hand so strongly that my body just wanted to move back.
Yeah.
My feet couldn't even stay on the ground. It was a wonderful feeling. And I did know that I could receive it. My hands get very, very hot and warm. And one hand is more of a receiving and one's more of a giving. And that receiving hand can just get very tingly, vibrational. You have different sensations when you're moving energy through people's bodies or objects. And animals. Animals are awesome recipients of Reiki. They know when somebody can give good energy and they're attracted to that person. Mm-hmm. And they just lay there and just take it. They love it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So anybody, even if you haven't had training, you go home and just put your hands on your animal and they just lay there and they love it. And it's because you're moving energy through their body. But I wanted to explain the process. It's not, you know, five semesters of school to obtain a Reiki degree. It takes belief and passion for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I definitely have been more open to listening to my intuition, first off, on all my choices, instead of doubting them.
You know, when Andy came to me and said that she was going, or she wanted to work out of my office, she said, I don't remember, did you quit the job first?
Yes.
Okay. She came to me, and I know that Andy got a treatment, an energy combination energy treatment and psychic reading from a friend of mine named Sam Herbert and I. And I don't remember if it was before or after that.
It was before. Friend of mine had at work, had my previous workplace, had been holding on to a gift certificate for about a year. And one day, thank you, Gina. One day she pulled out, she said, I'm going to give this to you. I've been meaning to. It's just something I wouldn't do because it had intuitive reading and all the stuff on it that people might think, oh. And she knew that I practiced some of that and was interested in it. And so she gave it to me. And before I actually cashed in that gift certificate, I saw on Facebook where readings were going to be done with Sam and Marsha. I did not know Marsha, but I had had a reading by Sam. And so I actually went to that first, and walking up to your door, I saw Soul Sync, but I'm like, I think I'm going to be calling to make an appointment here. And I'd never heard of her practice before, just not being close knit to that community quite at that point. But it's magical the way things work.
It is. Yeah.
So when it was mentioned to me by Rebecca Douglas that Marsha was letting people come in and, you know, subleasing her room to practitioners so we could open up and make a bigger practice and have more people come in, I hopped on it. I know that lady. And thank you, Rebecca. And if you just listen and watch, your next step will just be put right in front of you.
And, no kidding.
It's been amazing. I've learned so much through Marcia and the other practitioners and other people that come and participate in some of the groups that we offer throughout the week, where we share our experiences, and they're all different. Everybody has different gifts and experiences, and it's very enlightening. And I never leave there without the feeling of that I have learned, experienced, helped, been helped. I can't use the word magical quite enough tonight.
It is quite the wonderful place, though. So, and if anybody wants to know what that's at, it's at 208 North 29th Street, Suite 227. And we've got the bigger office now. We have 3 different treatment rooms, 2 of which have tables in them. We can do couples massages. We can do regular massage. We can do massage and energy work. We can do soul trauma healing for you. We can do Reiki treatments. We can do intuitive readings. Let's see. There's all kinds of
stuff. Special combination is Marcia and I working on you together.
Yes, yes.
The energy is strong and powerful, and I think works double.
Yeah.
Well.
I think so, too. And, Andy's a good one to talk because she got a treatment from Sam and I when we were both moving energy through her and a reading as well. So it's very cool, and I highly recommend it.
Thank you so much, Marcia, for having me on the show tonight.
Absolutely.
It's a new experience for me to do this, and I love talking about it and could talk for hours. Please.
Well, we'll have to have you on again.
Yeah.
We might have to have the other sisters here, too.
Come and see us down at SoulSync. Just stop in the office and ask questions, and you can sit down, and we can just chat and have a cup of tea.
Yeah, we'd love to meet you. And if you're out of town or out of state, we'd love to hear from you, too. My personal number is 406-281-0135, and you can call us for distant readings or for local readings or healings, whatever you need.
Mm-hmm. Evening and weekend appointments are available as well.
Yes, yes. And we can do most of what we do over the phone or on Skype. So give us a call and let us know that you're interested, and we'll set you up.
Love and light to all of you. Thank you for listening.
Thanks very much. Have a good night.